Hello, and welcome to the Empowerography Podcast. This is a platform created for women's voices to be heard and a place to share their stories, journeys, and successes with the world for the purpose of helping other women who might be on similar journeys. We are empowering women one episode at a time. I'm your host, Brad Walsh, so kick back, grab one of your favorite beverages, and enjoy the stories. The world needs to hear your message and your story, so don't deny the world of that gift within you that the universe has given you. Someone out there needs to hear your story because it will support them in feeling hope, inspired, and even transformed. Do you want to discover how I help get my clients out of their own way, show up, and confidently share their message? I would love to extend an invitation to you to join me in my free masterclass, Start Your Own Podcast from Idea to Implementation, on Wednesday, April 5th at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can find the registry link in the show notes. Hope to see you there. Hello there, Brad Walsh here, your host of the Empowerography Podcast. Today, my guest is Ilona Sedek. She is a content marketing coach, a two-time best-selling author, and a speaker. Welcome, Ilona. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for having me here, Brad. I'm so happy. I've waited so long time and patiently to be here. I'm a fan. You will see me. Why? I have evidence. I mean, I comment almost all your posts. I'm so happy for you. Your first live appearance. I mean, you're a speaker. I'm in love. I mean, I'm a fan. I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ilona. That means the world to me. And I am so happy and honored and excited to have you here and share a little bit about your story and your journey and all the beautiful light you put out into the world through the work you're doing. It's amazing. So with that being said, let us jump right in. How long have you been working in the world of content marketing? And when did you start your business?
Yeah, it was almost 6 years ago. And I started my business because I moved to America. That's how it started. It's not traditional way, let's say. My backup story is that I'm a PhD in law. I'm a lawyer. I have a law degree.
Wow. Then
it's not the end. I have a degree in philology, in Russian language and literature. And I lived with all these fancy degrees in Russia. Then within 3 months, my husband said, I believe we need to move to America because I have an awesome job over there. And I said, let's do this. We packed our life in three backpacks, our two kids, and move on with our lives. So for him, it was a rather smooth transition. And for me, I had to find my way.
Wow. And so then what were you doing? Were you working as a lawyer before making the jump into entrepreneurship then? Or did you come to America? Did you move to America and start your business right away? Or did you work in a regular 9-to-5 type job first?
No, I started right away entrepreneurial journey because it's kind of find me itself. I can explain. So I didn't want to continue with my law career. For sure, there are a lot of possibilities how you can make it happen. But it was not my way because even before I moved to the United States, I have a degree in Russian language and literature. So I'm more focused on teaching others to investigate the stories. I was very passionate in this field. So the first thing I thought, let's write a book.
That's amazing.
Unexpectedly. But later on, I will tell you my story and you can connect some dots for sure.
Yeah.
So it was my first passion because I'm a passionate storyteller. I, within years of education, I nurture within myself a writer because before I thought it's for others, very important people who have some wisdom, who have some bright thoughts. It's not me.
Right.
I'm just a mom. I'm just a normal person, nothing fancy. And when I started to learn and deeply learn the language, how it works, and how actually writers come up with their brilliant books, I learned not only Russian literature, for sure, it's worldwide literature. And I was fascinating. It was just people who have a blessing to have these wonderful words. And I thought, I have something to tell to this world. I have a story. So I have this like a space where I can figure out myself. It was not so huge one because we need a second income for sure in our household to move on with our lives. So I start to say, okay, I can be a successful writer. Let's write a book and let's start from there. And then I find out that if you write a good book, it's not enough. I was so naive. I thought, okay, I will write a really good book with all my heart. Yeah. I believe in this. Yes, I will do this. But nobody wanted it. I mean, no publishing houses knocking on my doors and said, Ilona, give me your manuscript. It's so fancy. It's so irresistible. Let's do this together. I mean, no one. Bear in mind that, I love complicated tasks. Let me share this. Book is in Russian.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it was 5 years ago, I didn't speak English. When I moved to America, it was a sudden decision. It was unexpectedly. Yeah. I didn't know English. I didn't speak English. Okay, let me be honest. I thought I could speak English because it was British English and it was connected with my work. Sometimes I use it. I mean, for my level, it was rather good. But when you start to actually communicate and integrate into the society, it's absolutely another story. So it was American English. So I know nothing. I find out that I can have basic conversation, grocery shopping conversation, let's say. But that's it. That is why book was in Russian language, of course. And I tried to publish it here with the American publishing houses. And it was absolutely unsuccessful story. And the only thing that come up at that point, it was social media. How I can release the idea that I created the book. You should read it. You should really be the part of this story because it's very helpful, beneficial for the society. So I start from there.
Wow. That is one hell of a journey. I mean, a law degree, a lawyer, to coming to America, to writing and not knowing the language. I think it's incredible how far you've come. And so you work specifically with entrepreneurial women and coaches. Why did you decide to focus your energy and business on helping to empower women? Did this journey begin with your own personal struggles? Did this decision come out of that?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It was my personal pain. And I find out that this is the perfect way to cope with this pain at the early stages. I'm a victim and survivor of domestic violence. I always outline that first you become a victim and then you become a survivor. So it's the way, huge way. And from there, I find out that there are so many struggles in women's life. We're so under stereotypes, under pressure of society, and it leads to the horrible, terrible consequences. So I start from there. I wanted to help women because I saw that I could make it. I could release myself, find my voice, find my happiness, happy family, two kids. But for so many women, it's unbelievably hard.
Yeah.
Because when you felt once this pain, it's unbelievably hard to come back. So I thought this is the only thing, the valuable thing I had in my hands at that point, my story. And I could help with this story other women. So I converted into the novel because at that point, healing for almost a decade, I knew that if you come to the victim of domestic violence and said to her, this is your problem, this is the way out, this is what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And first, she would say, I do not have this problem at all. You're mistaking me with someone else. It's not my problem. So we need to overcome kind of this first step. And through the fictional world, it's a fantasy. So through this fantasy, somewhere, not even in Russia, in the United States, it's in the imaginary world happening. Yeah. We unpacking this toxic dynamic between men and women. So she could understand that actually what happened in her life, it was violence. It was the problem. It was something that you need to get out. And we all know that statistically, women need to up to 6 times to really get over these toxic relationships, abusive relationships. 6 times, guys.
6 times.
6 times. It's not 1 time. It's not 2 times. 6 times.
Was that it? Was that it for you with your story? 6 times?
No, for me, it was 1 time. But with the help of other women, specifically my friend Anya, I met her in the very harsh circumstances. I was a lawyer at the time. So it was a night call, evening call, let's say, evening call.
Yeah.
And she said, we need to meet. I need your advice. Because at that time, according to the Russian legislation, it was a criminal offense. Now in Russia, right, if you beat a woman, it's just an administrative offense. It's not even criminal.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a cultural problem, like from all sides. She asked me for help and I didn't know what's the reason. I said, okay, let's meet before my work. And when I saw her, it was so shocking because her face was almost smashed. She was beaten. She said it up to 1 hour. She was screaming, asking for help. Nobody came. And she said to me, I remember that we were in the cafe. And she just stared at me, and then she's remembering something. She just, when you're in your own blood, it becomes so sticky and cold. And it's like shivering, it's like all over my body. And I felt the thought, this is it. This is me.
Yeah.
You look at yourself.
It's a reflection of you.
Yes. It's the universe tries to tell you that you will be the next one. This is not
coincidence. Sign.
Yes, this is my sign. This is why my personal wake up call, sign. Something I need to deal with it. Because at that point I escaped my nearly death experience. I was very reasonably threatened mm-hmm. to be killed. And it was just a miracle that I'm sitting here. He didn't finish his job.
Wow.
So even at that point I escaped. All good. I can move on with my life. But when I saw Anya, I thought, no way. I really need to dig into this pile of messed up things. And I started from the thing that was close to me at that time, a traditional law psychology, how you can actually determine the predator, why, what is the victimology, the specific field that in law sphere that we investigate what person exactly could be the victim. So I started from there because it's the most handy one thing that I had at the point. And then I started to, of course, it's therapy. Of course, I did a lot of coaching psychological problems by myself because I want to learn it. Why? To find the core problem.
So did this all take place in Russia or because you moved to America? So did it take place before you moved to America or once you got to America?
Brett, I believe that it's the journey. So it was place that the set circumstances that I was into domestic violence experience. It was in Russia before I met my husband. I met my husband and have happy marriage. Because I did the healing, but it's ongoing journey.
Yeah, of course. Yep. The work's never done.
Yeah. I'm always unpacking some things inside my personality that needs attention, needs to be healed, needs to be heard. And thanks to my work, I connect with so many women. I always have my Anya in my heart, and I always bear in mind, come on, this is your mirror. Let's pay attention to this. Why these women exactly come into your life?
Yeah.
So I'm so happy that I work with successful, bright, brilliant women. So I really feel that I'm in a good place in my life.
And so how have these experiences helped shape the Ilona you are today, do you think, both personally and professionally?
It was the biggest milestone in my life. I always thought that I was bullied at school, domestic violence experience. I was always kind of outsider in the way that nobody really gets me. They always think that I'm nerd, too crazy, too weird, too whatever. So I felt this loneliness and thought, this is like my curse. This is something that I need to fix inside myself. And later on, I find out this is my strength. This is my uniqueness. This is what I can suggest to the world, really. This is just me can make it happen. And this terrible, horrible experience. And later on, I faced so many terrible stories with the women who was in domestic violence experience. I thought this is what shapes me, really. I felt that, first of all, that women, it's a safe space for me. Because before I thought, like, this competitive, female competitive environment, mm-hmm. very toxic mm-hmm. one, I was raised. Yeah. And I thought they are my enemies. They are my biggest friends, my biggest supporters, and I should put the more effort as I can to support them. This is me supporting others. It all yeah. comes to me back. This yeah. is what I didn't get at that point. And also I was raised in the household where stranger means danger. Of course, okay. at some point in childhood, we should absolutely. Say such things. Absolutely. But yes. it was so extreme, like all world around you, it's like they're enemies. There's something very dangerous. Don't let them to be close to you. So I thought it's like, this is it. But now I understand that strangers means opportunities, means something more, because only with people you do not know yet, very good, fantastic, nice opportunities, things come into your life. It's not yeah. from your friends, unfortunately. It's not from yeah. your parents. It's from the other side.
So in what ways then does content marketing serve as a tool for empowering women, and how can it contribute to the professional growth and visibility of these women?
It's the first tool that you can use if you do not have anything. Like in my case, I didn't have anything in my head. I didn't have money. I didn't have even language to start. Nothing. Just my phone, like very normal one, my two hands and head. That's it. And my story in my heart. This is all you need to start to be visible. It's very simple. It sounds okay, Ilona. It's so easy. You just telling me this. I do get this impression because we're all nurtured with the narrative that marketing, I mean, this is what you need to do. You will do it and you will be successful. I mean, it doesn't work like this because we work with people. We work with ourselves, with our audience. It's yeah. Human beings. Can you say that human being is a very simple thing? It's a very complicated subject to deal with. But when you're out there, you have this chance to connect with those who really understand you. That is why you use content marketing, meaning through your video, through your post, text, voice, you connect with the world. So you grow your visibility, obviously. And yeah. again, it's not all people in the world. It's just those who are already interested in the topic you talk about, in you as a personality, because we can go from different sides. We can start from different sides. So just be there and it all comes to you.
Yeah. Confidence, of course, is key because you're putting yourself out there in content creation and being visible on social media. How do you help the women you work with build their confidence in expressing their ideas and expertise through the content?
Beautiful question, Brett.
Thank you.
Again, I will bust some myths here. You don't need to be confident to be on social media. You don't need to build confidence first, and then later on, down the road, you will grab your phone, you will film yourself, and you put it out there.
Right.
No way. You start from the point you have this passion. Imagine you have passion. You have some message in your heart. Very simple thing. You want to earn more money. Let's say side hustle. You have 9-to-5 side hustle, but you're passionate. Yeah. Crochet. I don't know. You're cooking well. You love to play with your kids. And you really feel that it's very beneficial experience to share with the people. So you just make it happen. You don't need to build confidence. And again, Ilona, it's so easy for you. You blah, 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 and all this stuff, confidence. I suggest very simple 3-step formula. If you're not confident to show up with your face on camera, sometimes the struggle, it's very normal because it's very human. It's our very deep-rooted fear to stand in front of the crowd and grabbing your phone. You're absolutely sure that there is a crowd there. So it's absolutely normal. It's natural. First step, it's very natural. So you're afraid, it's okay. So first, you do not do this thing. You come up with your phone and start to film. No way. You start filming something around you and then put words or in written or in voiceover these things that around you, delivering your message. Because nowadays you don't need to connect exactly. This is me working. I talk about work. This is me giving you an interview, podcast interview. So I need to talk about podcasting. I can record or put it out there and say some inspirational things. It's, yeah. It should not be purely connected, like picture and the message. Think about, I mean, see wider picture.
Yeah, bigger picture, yeah.
Yeah, so first it's just surroundings. Then it's you, but you put camera somewhere and you forget about the camera. Mm-hmm. Start to work or what you want to share with the world. You're playing with your kids, put the camera and play with your kids. You want to share your cooking skills and your amazing recipes. Just put camera somewhere and start to shoot yourself while you and forget about this. And take 7 seconds of this video and put it out there with the message you want to deliver. And only the third step, when you are comfortable with this too, you can start recording yourself in front of the camera. First, just you can stand in front of the camera, maybe dancing, waving, or to get used to this, then you start to talk with your camera. So it's several steps. So you see that on the first step, you don't need to actual confidence to shoot something around you. So while you practicing, you start to create a beautiful skill set of content creator. You actually understand what is right for you, how you can deliver, because sometimes some people just love to talk with the camera. Some people love to voice over. Some people just love to deliver their messages through text and photos. It's all good. Just try it all and find what is the best for you. There's no rules.
I love it. True. And you mentioned we're talking about confidence. And you said at the beginning of the question that you don't wait till you're confident to do it. You start doing it and you will build that confidence gradually as you continue to do it. And that's the way. If you wait till you're confident, it's never going to happen.
Absolutely.
So you might as well just get started. You have to start. And then as you continue to do that, it builds your confidence. And then you keep going with that. And it just becomes second nature and natural.
Yeah, absolutely. And please do not forget, we talk about social media. What is the main purpose of social media? It's to connect people with each other. Let's remember this thing very clearly. I'm a very scientific-minded person, so I go to the root. Do you remember when it was Facebook created?
Yeah.
Because they want to connect people with each other. This is the very first purpose of all social media. And now it's highlighted so drastically. You see it really, really clearly. You need to connect with your audience. So side effect, very beautiful one. You show up yourself there. You build confidence while you're creating content. And you get a positive response from your audience, from your people that actually needs to hear this message. Of course, there will be people who will say to you, okay, it's not interesting. It's for me. Please remember about those people who actually needs to hear
this. That's right. Yes.
Not
I
those.
Love that you pointed that out. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because not everyone's going to resonate with your content, and that's okay.
Yes. They do not need to be around you. It's very beautiful that you can actually deliver yourself as you are, and you can cut off people that are not interested in you or what you want to suggest. Because hear me out, sometimes they're not interested in topic you talk about. They are not interested in you. They do not see you as authority. Mm-hmm. We can fix it very easily with your content. And third, sometimes it's very simple reasons. I mean, they do not like how you sound. They do not like how you move your eyebrows. I don't know. It's some very silly things that, of course, it's triggering something inside them. It's their trauma. It's their healing process. You're just a mirror. When they talk about you, they talk about themselves. Again, when they talk about you, they talk about themselves. So if they
Thank you for pointing that out. Thank you. That's a very important thing to point out for people who aren't comfortable in front of the camera.
Yes, absolutely.
Because of things like that, because they're worried about what other people are going to say. They're worried about the comments they're going to get. They're worried about what other people will think. You can't get caught in your head like that, because if you do, you're never going to put the content out there. You're never going to do it.
Yes. And the beautiful thing that could happen with you, if with time you're showing up for your people and you really pay attention to them, not to the haters. Sometimes it happens with me so many times, but it's every time it's so beautiful when I see the haters come up and I do not respond to them never. And my people from my community, my girls said, like, back off.
Yeah, they'll speak up for you.
Yeah, yes, this is so beautiful. I even do not need at this point to deal with this.
That's right. That's right. Your girls do it for you. They take care of you. They watch out for you. And that also helps too. The haters don't realize that when they comment on stuff, that just increases the views and increases your popularity, because your people are going to come to defend you, which revs up your interest in what you're doing and what you're speaking about. Now, storytelling is a powerful content strategy, of course. Mm-hmm. We all are storytellers. We all have a story to tell. How do you teach women to harness the art of storytelling to connect with their audience on a deeper level?
It's a very interesting topic, because storytelling, it's, for me, all people are storytellers. There is no one person on the planet Earth that could not tell the story. And I have evidence for you. Again, lawyer, scientific-minded person here for you. What is the third reason that we became a humanity, the evolutionary reason? First, we learned how to run fast to be safe from predators. Second, we learned how to use our things around us as equipment to achieve something bigger. And third reason is the social experience. We start to tell stories to each other and say that this is dangerous thing. You should not grab these berries. So it's storytelling. So storytelling rooted so deeply in our genes. So you're able to tell your stories. And the first thing that's very easy to implement, the first advice, is start to tell stories from your actual life. Very simple. You get up in the morning. You have some routine. Each and every one of us have its own unique routine, how we manage our morning. So record it and tell your story to your audience, because it's very, you said to me, okay, it's just me making my coffee. It's not that interesting. But believe me, for your community, it's very interesting. Because it's now it's a hot topic. It was always like this. B2C scenes, behind the scenes shots. It's very interesting how you actually manage your life. You're so beautiful. You're so wise. You're so, you have beautiful career. I don't know, family, kids. You bake some amazing cakes.
Yeah.
How exactly you are make it happen, how you pour yourself with the energy, how you start to make this, create this recipe. I mean, it's so complicated. With what is the first step? It's very interesting. So start to tell these stories that's very like on the surface of your life, of your daily life. And it's very interesting topic again. And with time, you master your skill, how you can actually tell the stories that deeper inside you, because you need, please be very kind and merciful to yourself. To put yourself out there with your personal stories, it's very hard. I know it from my experience, and it should not be the first thing that you need to do. And this very merciful way, very kind way, step by step, helps you to really release yourself, because you feel appreciation. You feel that you're heard. People are interested actually in your stories, from routine, from very professional side. And later on, you can actually tell why you are doing what you're doing. Because when we go to why question, we go to the story. Inevitably, we go to the story. It's something personal. All your whys, it's inside your story.
Now, the content marketing landscape is dynamic. How do you recommend staying informed about industry trends and adapting strategies to align with these ever-changing digital landscape?
Hire a professional as soon as you can, or take a course, take a training, and work with someone who is really in this field. Because again, it's a myth in my niche. If you can find the share button, it doesn't mean that you actually can master content marketing or content creation. It's not that simple. But for social media, I don't know. I actually know reasons. We all think that we are master in this. So if I can share it, it's okay. But it's like everything in your life, you need to learn it. Or it could take up to three to five years to actually master it and learn it. Mm-hmm. Or you just pay money to someone that did it for you.
Is an expert.
Yeah.
Like you.
I'm sorry. It sounds like very advertising, but this is the biggest milestone that you can really achieve. Because as soon as you start to diversify your tasks, you will get money. It's not I'm spending money to get this course or hire this content marketing specialist. It's investment. It's investment in my business. Before you get anything in your life, forget about social media. You need to give back.
Yeah.
There is nothing in this world that comes to you just because it comes to you. You need to invest something, to give something, to take it back.
100%. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That's very important to note that you do. We have to give in order to receive.
Yeah.
It's very important. But we also have to be okay with receiving too. If you don't know how to receive, you can't give properly. It's a cycle. You have to continue that cycle, right?
Yeah.
We hear so often that we must be constantly posting on social media in order to reach our audience, catch their interest, make an impact, all of these things. And of course, finding the right balance between quantity and quality of our content is essential. So how do you guide your clients in maintaining a consistent content output while ensuring high quality content?
There are two things. Two things. First, it's strategy. Mm-hmm. When you have a clear what is the strategy exactly? Yeah. You know yourself. You absolutely know yourself. I mean, as a professional, if you're an influencer, what you actually want to share with the people. You know your product. Then your people, your audience. You have clear idea who is this person. You talk with this person, nobody else. And you do not think about anything else except this specific person. And you figure out how you actually can be heard by that exact person. So you deliver it through the content, video, text, voiceovers, anything that you want, anything that you're comfortable with, and you know that your people will receive it most likely. They love it more than, for example, they love video content more than text content.
Right.
Your case, specific case. Yeah. So if you have this clear idea, it comes down to the very simple thing, content calendar. So you have your availability. So I can actually post 3 times per week. I mean, or 1 time per week. And it's actually manageable for me. So you deliver it, but every time you start to create in a content, you do not have this, what to post today? Okay, what to do? I have this training audio. I have these visuals. Okay, what's next? You have clear vision, a clear picture. What's the next step? Because you know your goals. You want to sell this course, you want to sell this training, or you want to attract people to this sponsorship. It's okay. You have clear goal. You have clear steps to follow. First and second step, it's you don't need to deliver high quality content every single time you post. It's a huge myth. You don't need to Hollywood-level videos to be successful. I mean, CapCut, InShot, this is two very basic and simple video editors that I use till this day for 5 or almost 6 years. And it's absolutely okay. If you do not want to go to video editing or you're not comfortable with, use just some tools that are inside Instagram or inside YouTube or inside LinkedIn, they are already made ready for you to go. It's all already here. It's already there, everything that you need. So it should not be high quality content every single time.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah, and people actually tired of these magnificent videos all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's not they do not like a picture. No. But they do not feel actual person behind.
There's not, the authenticity isn't there. We are human beings
yeah.
and we make mistakes. If we trip or fumble over our words while we're speaking, that's okay. Just continue going.
Yeah.
Perfection is non-existent. You can't produce perfect.
Yeah. If I actually think like this, I will not speak to you now
exactly.
at all because I will think my English, it's there. It's I speak English only 2 years. I will definitely make mistakes. So
yeah.
I need to just close my mouth. And as soon as I'm ready, I will deliver my message. Mm. Meaning, Ilona, never. It will never happen in your life.
You just have to dive in and do it. Life is messy and it's okay to put stuff out there that's not perfect. We're human beings. It's all right. People understand and people know.
Yeah. And can you imagine to see these beautiful pictures all the time and you all the time with the makeup? I don't
perfect
know,
and the, presentable. Or, yeah. No,
posture,
it's not going to happen.
And you deliver all these fantastic things. People just, okay.
They get bored of it.
Yeah. Good for you. They will think, good for you.
Yeah.
And move on with their lives.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that perfect. I'm not that wise. I'm not that, okay, it's not for me. Meaning, it's not for me. As soon as they have this, it's not for me, you lost your money.
Absolutely. 100%. Ilona, what would you say is your unique skill set or superpower that's helped you become successful?
Compassion, passion storytelling, and this ability, I don't know even how I manage it, ability to connect with people and actually deliver what I want to say, connect with their hearts. I should mention, connect with their hearts, because I have this deep-rooted desire to connect with people, not to be validated by people to be out there. But really,
there's a difference there, right?
Huge. Notice the difference.
Yeah.
Huge. I really want to connect with people. I feel more alive. I feel more light and bright. And I feel happy when I connect with people. And my energy allows me to connect with thousands and millions of people. It's not for everybody. Again, it's not for all people in the world. But this is what makes me very effective in my way, in my work.
Speaking of success, Ilona, how do you define the word success? What does success mean to you?
For me, it's when you go to bed and you're really happy and satisfied with all this mess that you went through this day.
I love it. What would you say is one of the most important things you've learned in your life? And what was your life like before you learned it? What was your life like after you learned it?
Again, strangers means opportunities. Mm. And one day, strangers come together and created, form the United States of America. If you really dig into this thought, you find out that all we have now, it's when strangers come together. Nothing more, nothing less. And when we embrace this difference, this strangeness to each other, we become more united. We become more happy with each other. And before this knowledge, I even could not imagine that I could come to America, that I even have this beautiful coincidence in my life, that life leads me to this country. Because only here I really find myself, because I find people that embrace my uniqueness, embrace my weirdness, strangeness, and not enoughness or whatever. Before, it was very sad and lonely life.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Ilona, what does the word empowerment mean to you?
Support. It's just support to be you, to be yourself.
Okay, we're going to jump into a little rapid fire section here. So the next grouping of questions just be 2-3-4 word answer type thing, okay?
Okay.
If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
Just me.
How would you describe yourself in one word?
Passion.
If you could teach the world one thing, what would it be?
Love.
What is one thing you love about yourself that is not related to your physical appearance?
My energy.
What is one thing you want but cannot buy with money?
Abundance.
And that concludes our rapid fire section. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. You did awesome. What challenge in your life would you say, Ilona, has shaped you the most?
Domestic violence experience, but before it was bullying at school. The first I find out that because you are different, because you are not as all people around you, you can be very harsh punished for this. And I didn't know at that time, this is my blessing. I should not be like everybody else to satisfy my parents, to satisfy my relatives, friends, to be nice, smiley, to be comfortable. I can be just me.
That's I love it. That's an important message we all need. We all could take a lesson from that we just need to be who we truly are.
Yes. And I, unfortunately, I came to this thought, I could not say late, but through so many difficulties in my life. It was eating disorders when I tortured myself to be thinner because I was obese. It was a divorce. It was a infertility diagnosis because I ruined my health because I want to fit into this Barbie image, because women should be beautiful. Who is beautiful? Barbie. Barbie is the most beautiful thing in the world, so I should be like Barbie. I mean, it cost me a lot so much. That is why I'm doing what I'm doing now. I'm proposing you authentic marketing. I'm proposing you just to be you. And I promise you, there will be no makeovers, nothing. We will put out there as you are. This is my promise. And I really deliver this promise because I absolutely sure that you as you are so valuable thing in this world. You're so wanted there. People are craving for you there. You need to be there.
What is one lesson that your career has taught you that you think everybody should learn at some point in their life?
That supporting others, because my work is purely supporting you through your journey, the visibility of your brand, increasing sales and connection with the world, you can really change the world. Because I believe that my mission in my world, that when I help other women, I support them in their journey, meaning I help you. Because all of them, they're experts or influencers in some specific field. So at the end of the day, what they want? To make you happy, to help you in some way, to make you not exactly maybe completely happy, but happier than you were before. Give you some specific tools to be helpful. Meaning if I help them, I help you. So I make a world, I don't know, it sounds cheesy. I make a world a better place. But this is the only way I can make it happen.
But that's what we all need to do. We all need to do our part to make the world a better place. And we all have that ability within us because we are all unique.
Yes.
And we all bring a gift and share, have a gift to share with the world. And that gift will help make the world a better place. So that's not cheesy at all. I think it's real. I think that's authentic and true.
Yeah, this is what I've learned during my professional journey and entrepreneurial journey specifically. It's like this. I always stand for, if you do not know how to change the world, how to fix it, you see the problem, do a good at the arm's length. Meaning if you want to change the environment, for example, this is your goal, you feel the pain, start to sort your garbage, start to make some small things, eliminate, I don't know, some toxic things in your plastic things in your daily life. It starts from very small things.
That's
because
right.
We all think that you need to be, I don't know, president of all.
Yeah,
presidents.
We need to make these huge changes at a whole other level. No, it all starts with small. You have to start small.
Yeah. Yep. And when I wrote my book, first book, it becomes a bestseller. Why? Because I didn't have this aim. I want to publish the book to convert it into the bestseller. No way. I wanted to help women to realize that they are in bad situation and there is a way out of this situation. So this is the only goal I had. It really resonates with people, with women specifically. Until this day, they come back to me and said, thank you. You changed my life. It was not just a novel for me. And
beautiful.
It's cost much more than all these beautiful labels that you can put yourself.
Ilona, who in your life has had the biggest impact on you and why?
Writers. When I get my degree in literature and philology, I studied through so many biographies, went through so many books. I really feel that in the middle of these tons of these books, I find myself. I need to read 500 books per year within
That's
6 years.
Quite a
years.
Goal. Wow.
tons of books. But I really find myself because I was raised near the bookshelf. Mm-hmm. And exactly this bookshelf leads me to myself.
If you had the opportunity to sit down and have a 1 hour conversation with one woman, any woman in the world, who would it be and why?
My mom, because it's every time I find something interesting in conversation with her, she has a very tough life. And every moment I can have with her, it's very precious, especially if we have 1 hour talking about her past, about her stories. It's breathtaking, interesting. My mom, for sure, my mom.
If you could go back and give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that piece of advice be?
First of all, I will not change anything. I do not want to change anything. I will just, maybe I will not give any advices for her. Okay. I will just hug her and say, it'll be okay.
I love it. Lastly, Ilona, if you were to deliver your last 30-second speech to the world, your corner of the world, your tribe, your people, What would that last 30 seconds sound like? What words of wisdom would you impart?
I love you. I'm sorry. And I forgive you.
Beautiful. Ilona, thank you so much for being here with me today. It has been an absolute pleasure sitting down and speaking with you today, sharing in your story and journey and the beautiful light you put out into the world. You're a beautiful soul, and I am grateful to have you as a member of the Empowerography community. Thank you so much for your time and your sharing. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Brad. It was a very interesting conversation for me. As I said in the beginning, I'm a fan, so it was pure pleasure, and your smile, it's like light up my conversation, and I feel more encouraged, I'm absolutely sure that I share the details that you will never ever hear anywhere else. Thanks to your beautiful energy, your ability to connect, and thank you so much that I have this magnificent chance for me.
Ilona, it is my pleasure and my honor to have the opportunity to sit down and speak with you. So thank you. Can you please share with the audience where they can connect with you or find you if they want to learn more about who you are or work with you possibly?
Yeah, absolutely. It's on all social media that you can find. It's my name in one line. It's Ilona Sedik. You can start from there, and on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest, maybe LinkedIn. It's up to you.
Okay, beautiful. I'll put all the links for your social media and to connect with you in the show notes when we release your episode. So thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
Once again, my name is Brad Walsh, host of your Empowerography podcast. Today, my guest has been Ilona Sedik. She is a content marketing coach, a 2-time best-selling author, and a speaker. Ilona, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate you. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. If you haven't yet, please be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share with all your friends. You can find me at viseuphoria.ca, and follow me on Instagram at Empowerography Podcast and on Facebook at Empowerography. Please join me next time for another inspirational story from yet another amazing woman.